Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything's on the table now. For the rest of the season, with 10 games to go, everybody gets evaluated here, including Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. Do you agree on that?
Yeah, and that's why I think he's got to play the quarterback that makes him look the best.
So is that about winning or is that the offense looking better?
I think it's about both. I think both things happen. I think you have a chance to win. I think the offense looks the best with Jameis Winston. I think with DTR, I know what that is. And I know you want to be like, oh, we'll give him more opportunities, give him more shakes. That was a deer in headlights yesterday. That wasn't good. It wasn't good enough. So, and with Jameis, I know it's prevent defense and you want to shoot it down instantly. I just feel like even though, again, I'm not saying he's the world's greatest quarterback. I don't think he's going to be the world's greatest quarterback. He gives you an actual opportunity to have Stefanski not fall under 500 as a head coach.
I'll be honest with you. The Browns have no interest should have no interest in winning the season.
But you see how this conflicts.
Yeah, I do. But can I just tell you, selfishly, there's one reason why I want Jameis to play. It's going to look a lot more fun.
I thought you were going to say you wanted to see him bite some W's.
No, well,
which
eat.
Is part of the fun thing.
I would say very graciously eat some W's. He didn't bite them as much as
it's like Costanza eating
a Snickers
bar.
The W, yeah.
The fork and the knife out? Is that what you're talking about?
I would say it was a very delicate. He suckled on a W. I don't know.
I thought he aggressively ate those W's.
Now listen. No,
I ate those W's.
I just think with Jameis, I just think it's going to look more fun. I don't know. Like, here's the thing.
It did. The last 2 minutes looked way more fun than whatever DTR was doing.
Well, but here's the thing. It's probably going to lead to 3 interceptions a game.
So did Flacco.
But at this point, I mean, Joe was a 2-interception a game
That's
guy.
Right.
Let's be fair.
The 2 pick-6s in the Houston playoff game. Let's reel this back in.
Put some respect on Joe Flacco's name. I think selfishly, if Browns football looked fun again, I'd really enjoy that. At the same point, like, it's ironic we're X amount of days away from or weeks away from the election because this is a two-party system here where Kevin Stefanski is progress now and let's win some games.
He needs to.
Stefanski 2024, Stefanski Winston 2024, and Andrew Berry is DTR. Think about next year.
Oh, no. I think they both got to be lockstep on this one. If I think they're both being evaluated for their jobs, I think they both need to sell the idea that they need to win as many games as possible, and they're going to go to the Haslam's office, and they're going to say, we need to play Winston so we can try to win games. And I don't know, if Haslam's smart about it, they'll say, we need a draft pick for next year.
And then
they'll be like, oh, you guys, they don't even want to win games. And then it's going to be a big clash in and of itself.
Jameis winning only complicates Andrew Berry's job. Because then you have to decide whether you're going to pay a guy who there's a reason he's not a starting quarterback in this at this point in his career. And
right, but Berry's got the same problem that Stefanski has, where at the end of 5 years, they have to be able to say that they are more than just a one-time playoff win team, and that's it. Like, they have to be able to sell something. You realize Stefanski's 38 and 36 overall.
Can't you sell the defense?
I think Jim Schwartz will sell the defense.
Well, no, if you're the guy that built the team. And this is why DTR makes more sense, because if you're the guy that built the defense and DTR plays well the final 10 games of the year, even if it leads you to the 3rd pick in the draft, if you're Andrew Berry, you can go, well, I found that quarterback that actually played good football who might be the quarterback of the future.
I don't know. If I was Haslam, I'd say you spent more money than any other GM in the previous 2 years in the entire sport, and that's what you got to show for me?
Well, but at that point, then, nothing can save their jobs.
And that might be reality for us.
I think that's a little overreactionary.
But I think
the idea of both guys get fired, I think this is a sacrificial lamb. This team...
Are we pitting them against each other, then?
We aren't.
I'm certainly not.
But how the leadership group there does things... Yeah, every year there's been a fall guy for not meeting success.
I think if you're Stefanski and you throw DTR out there, it's going to be an uphill battle. I think if you throw Jameis out there, there's a chance that it goes the way of Joe Flacco. Like, there's a chance that you just catch lightning in a bottle and you go from there. And then it showcases. Why do people have so much confidence in Stefanski despite being Really, I mean, not the most successful coach you've ever seen for a guy that's had the job for 5 years.
Do people still have a lot of confidence in Kevin? Because I've not heard that confidence.
There are a lot of Stefanski truthers still out there that believe that he knows what he's doing here.
Where are they? I didn't see anything on social media this weekend.
They've started to resign themselves to the idea, but they exist. And partly why they exist, Nick, is because of what happened with Flacco last year. If he can do it again, then Stefanski can sell everybody on the idea that he's awesome at this quarterback thing, with the exception of the one guy that could never play quarterback, and that was Deshaun Watson.
I think, okay, if Deshaun playing was more than just a Kevin decision, I think who the quarterback going forward is more than a Kevin decision, because you have to do what's right for the direction of the organization, which is the exact opposite of what the right direction is for Kevin Stefanski keeping the locker room.
Do you think Haslam will come down and say, you need to play DTR because we need to have the best draft position possible?
I think it's just Haslam. I think Barry probably looks at this longer term, too. And listen, the catch-22 is they're going to tell you you probably should play the younger guy at some point, whether that's this week, next week, 2 weeks from now, you should play the younger guy. We're going to feign that we're trying to win by giving Jameis this job. But, yeah, I mean, this isn't just – because the reality is you shouldn't be about winning. You shouldn't be.
Not at 1-6. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Not at 1-6.
Like, guys, even four –
Patriots aren't winning another game all year. Titans don't look like they're winning another game all year.
If you
like,
get one to might four be the wins. Number. If you get to four wins, you're going to get you have the fifth
you're
or sixth
the Giants
pick.
Last year who are now picking Malik Nabers instead of a franchise quarterback. And Malik Nabers is great, but you wanted the franchise quarterback.
But, yeah, I mean, listen, here's the thing. The catch-22 is I don't really trust Kevin because Kevin can only seem to be the best version of Kevin when a quarterback does exactly what he says. Again, people forget Baker Mayfield chafed in the system that second year with Kevin Stefanski. That wasn't just about Baker's injury. Baker wanted to do some other things. Kevin wanted to do his offense. That was a part of why that thing fell apart. But at the same point, guys, I mean, who do I side with here? Do I side with Andrew Berry, who has whiffed on every wide receiver until Cedric Tillman looked good on Sunday? Or the fact that we don't have a defensive line beyond a bunch of older veterans, that the young guys are still just kind of, maybe he's somebody, right? Well, his best defensive lineman that he's drafted at this point is Alex Wright. It's a nice rotational round. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is from here, but I'll be honest with you. The number one reason I'm watching is every single move, including down to DTR and Jameis, is scrutinized. And the problem is for both Kevin and Andrew, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you win enough games, you might save the locker room. But if you take them out of contention for the first pick or a quarterback, all right, next year's going to be lost as well.
Yeah,
well,
let's talk about the locker room, though. How long can you play DTR if he looked like he did last week?
As long as you're going to play Deshaun.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right?
I mean, because if you're saying that Andrew Berry and Haslam are going to go towards this idea of not winning ball games, which I agree with you, by the way, I'm not disagreeing, but at some point then you're going to have the same situation you would have had with Deshaun, where it just looks obvious that he's not up to par. You're going to lose a bunch of games. And then guys like Myles Garrett are going to just tee off in post-game press conferences.
Can that be avoided anyways? I mean, I think so much of this, like, I think we've gotten to a point where we're trying to make heads and tails of a situation that just is what it is.
And stinky?
Yeah, crappy. No, I mean, but circling the drain. And, like, what's so tough is to get your bearings on this and figure out what's the right move, because none of us thought we were going to be here 7 weeks into the season. And I'll be honest with you, even if you didn't think the Browns were a playoff team this year, you didn't see 1-6.
No.
No one saw 1-6. And even if you did, you were just being contrarian. And so this organization has to pivot quick. And I think you and I are actually driving to the same thing, is you better choose a direction and stick with it.
Do you agree then that the DTR direction is the direction that helps you lose games, and the Jameis Winston direction is the direction that maybe helps you win games potentially?
I think it might help you. It might help you be more competitive. I don't know. It's going to lead to any wins.
I don't know that it's going to win any wins either, but it at least gives you a chance to. So as long as we can play with that idea, then it seems like this choose your own adventure map seems pretty clear, and they'll tell us through their actions where they stand.
Yeah, but again, does anybody know if they're on the same page internally?
I don't know how they can be when we laid out the idea that Stefanski's probably driving towards something way different than what Barry is right now, and maybe Barry and Haslam are lockstep, but it feels like everyone is on a million different pages.
Yeah, it's so funny. Maybe it's because we're turning the page and trying to, you know, do everything all at once here, but I don't get a sense that the Browns are going to make their way out of this in a way that is equitable for everyone, or in a way that, quite frankly, makes sense. Like, any decision you make, there comes a cost that is, you know, hey, if you're going to ask guys like Miles, and honestly, I think the number one thing they should consider doing is, if you play DTR, you might have to consider sitting Miles for the rest of the season and letting him get healthy.
Yeah, because that was one of the things I mentioned on the TV, was how, like, Miles thought that just being on the field while injured was going to be enough to motivate everyone, and then he realized, you got to be vocal. You got to do a little bit more than just playing through a million injuries. Well, if you're that injured, maybe it is time we just shut down Miles.
But I mean, but again, you have to choose a concerted effort. But the problem is, I just don't see it. I don't see Kevin keeping in the locker room through losing. So, all right, do you choose going for the number one pick, evaluating all that kind of stuff, trying to build a winning culture with a head coach who might not be here? Because everybody says Andrew. I think Andrew's going to be fine. I think Andrew's going to be
here.
Is
that like the Paul DePodesta side of things? Like, if you're in the front office and you're kind of away from people, maybe you're safer than we think?
Well, I think it's...
But where's the confidence in Barry staying coming from?
I think firing the head coach and the GM at the same time is same old Cleveland stuff. I don't think people realize how hard it is to get one of those.
If the shoe fits, Nick.
But I think Andrew Barry probably has more ingratiated himself.
Okay, good thing you didn't say earned.
Yeah, I mean, what is earned? Like, I think that's what, like, it's none of these guys have done an awful job. They just haven't done a good enough job. They came in with
After 5 years, you lose your job for that.
Not every team in the NFL.
A lot of times in the NFL, after 5 years with one playoff win, you got to show more than one.
Yeah, you keep going back.
You win one or two games in the NFL, you're not keeping your job, Nick.
216-474-0092. Are Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry the right guys to pick the next quarterback? And are they both under evaluation? Or do you think maybe one guy has more scrutiny than the other? Jason Stanford, former Cleveland pitcher, next on 92.3 The Fan.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.